Congressman Don Young is the only member of Alaska's current congressional delegation who was in office when the Exxon Valdez tanker ran aground 20 years ago. He was flying to California to visit family when a call came over the plane's radio with a message of the accident. Young says it was the Coast Guard commandant telling him what had happened.
I got on the radio with him, and he says, "We got a bad one." And I said, "How bad?" And he says, "Really bad." And I says, "Burn it." And he says, "I can't." And I says, "Just touch a match to it." And he couldn't because of DEC, the state, the federal EPA, air quality standards were in question. No one really recognized, other than the commandant, how bad it was. My solution was the right solution.
Some test burns were done, but federal and state regulators never allowed a major burn-off of the spill. Congressman Young says the disaster's silver lining was crafting the Federal Oil Pollution Act of 1990, or OPA 90. It put in place stricter rules for shippers, as well as prevention and response plans.
The good thing is, I believe, because no one was prepared, not only in Alaska, across this nation, in every port, where they had no oil response at all. No ability to handle the tanker. And so consequently, because of the Valdez incident, we were able to put in every port that receives oil from abroad, which most of our oil comes from, we are able to respond to.
Young says he wants to make sure regulations don't loosen in Prince William Sound. He agrees with the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council and wants to see a two-tug escort system kept in place.
My argument is that's a very short-priced insurance form. We ought to have the double tug escort through the straits. I don't think we'll have to do it legislatively, but if we have to, we will. We're going to get a commitment that this will continue. It's not cheap, and the industry knows that. It also costs the state. State also pays for it too, but I think it's worthwhile to do so.
Young says while Alaska and the U.S. might have tight standards and requirements, vessels flagged under other countries are harder to monitor. The U.N. body, the International Maritime Organization, has agreed to work toward phasing out single-hulled tankers, but Young says that may prove difficult to enforce.
Anything we ship on our coast will be a double-hulled tanker, but that which comes in, I don't know who's going to police it. In fact, I've had an inquiry of the Coast Guard. What do they think? They haven't got back to me yet. And when I do, I'll let you know, because I think we're still going to be faced with that.
Young says no matter what safety measures are in place, it's impossible to guarantee that another oil spill disaster won't ever happen again.